No, that was, let me try again. More than happy, a retrospective 90/91. Tried to get Adam from the Mandelbrot set on the phone, but wasn't answering. I'm starting to take this personally now.
Him and Ricky, Ricky Albeck, they're practical jokers. Mm. The two of them are hanging out at the moment and they're going, he's ringing my phone now. don't get it. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. It's so funny.
Oh, mate. I'm totally taking this personally. They don't want to speak to us. But it's all right. No, congratulations. They've obviously got, it's Saturday morning, man. It's busy. They might have kids' sport or all sorts of stuff going on. Shopping. Yeah, well, that's what happens on Saturday morning.
Doing the washing.
I hope people are not shopping today and listening to this because it's a great thing. Yeah, doing the washing. Lots of things.
Yeah. It's a good day to have the washing out.
But congratulations to the Mandelbrot set coming in at number 76. At number 77, Ricky Albeck and the Blair Line Band, Against the Wall was a track that we played as well. So congratulations to them. One person who has answered the phone is more than happy to speak with us, and we're really happy and excited and ready to say big congratulations to Cooper from Rafiki, who came in at number 74 with Irregular Frequency. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good, mate. How are you? Thanks for, picking up our phone call and not being part of the gag.
That wouldn't miss it.
That's excellent.
Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thanks for actually playing our music.
Yeah. No, that's fine, mate. That's the easy bit. That's the easy bit. Is that so? This is your first release.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the band and or is it solo or is it the band?
It's a band. Yeah. So it's me and my little brother Rainer. We were original members from back in 2018 when we started, I think.
Yeah.
And then in 2020, our singer Charlie Watt and Josiah Willis, our keyboarder and our music producer, actually. Came on board and we recorded the album late 2020, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. And so how is it playing music with your brother?
Awesome.
Yeah? Do you guys get along?
Spend time with him all the time. Yeah, like a house on fire.
Does he like being referred to as little brother? Like, is he going to take a bit of offence to that?
Well, he's never shown any offence, so I don't think so.
He might just be building, building up inside.
Yeah, I better watch out.
Just waiting for a band practice. Mm. He's just going to let loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's listening to this, so don't give him any ideas.
So tell us a bit about Rafiki and, where it all came from and kind of what, what drives you guys and makes it all happen.
So back in 2018, me and my brother just really wanted to start a band. And, we just like lots of different types of music. We've always been into music. Like, we used to sit in our car shed and play a broken guitar and a couple of buckets.
That's cool.
And so I guess just come from always being into music and stuff like that. And probably just from writing the music, and then the other members of the band actually really like the writing. So I suppose just all happened from there. There's not much to say, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. Where did you do the recording for this?
So our music producer and keyboarder, Josiah Willis, he runs Resurrection Rhythms.
Oh, yeah.
And so we actually recorded in his living room, and the drums recorded in a local church here.
Oh, that's wicked.
Oh, nice. And who plays?
Lots of different places.
Yeah.
And who plays the buckets?
Little brother. What? Little brother just
and,
got
yeah. who plays. And the broken guitar.
Plays the broken buckets, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm the broken guitar.
That's good. Church, did you, obviously wasn't a Sunday recording, or was it a Sunday recording?
No.
No parishioners?
I don't think so.
No.
You get a good sound, though.
I was really happy with how it turned out. Josiah's work on it's really good, and everybody worked really hard on it. Charlie's singing, Rainer's drums, everybody did really well on it.
Ah, wonderful. That's good. So it looks like it was in the making for a year or two. So where are you guys at now? Yeah. Are you onto another project, or what's happening there?
We've got something else in the pipeline. Got a few things that we've been working on every few weeks or so.
Oh, nice.
Really excited to get that up and going, maybe. Sometime this year, hopefully.
Yeah, mate. Well, don't worry. I've got on pretty good authority that normality is about to be restored. Actually, I don't at all, but I'm just trying to build. Just trying to build everyone up a little bit.
Yeah. Have you played live? Have you done some live stuff?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of live stuff, usually just like pub gigs and a few other shows. But lucky enough, our parents own a business, and so they've been able to put on a few shows for us.
Oh, nice.
All right, okay.
Jeez, that works all right.
That's worked out well. But it's been a little bit scarce, like everybody, with how it's been at the moment. So
yeah, it's a bit of a... It's a bit hopefully... No, you go. Sorry, I've cut you off. What's that?
No, it's all good. That's all good.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's becoming... I'm learning it's becoming a dicey question to ask on this show today because... Gigs are in just difficult anyway.
Yeah, and so yeah. Do your parents own the entertainment centre?
I wish.
Oh, just, okay. Just checking.
No, they actually own a butcher shop here in Port Lincoln, where we come from.
Oh, oh right. That's even better. Do you play at the butcher shop over there?
Not quite. But
oh. Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, not quite, but they've organised some shows for us, which has been really
gotcha.
Good. Especially with trying to get gigs, been difficult.
No,
and then put it on, it's been really great.
That's cool. So you guys are based in Port Lincoln then?
Yeah, from the Peninsula, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So
one of our members is over in Adelaide, but three of us are here from Port Lincoln.
Yeah, right. So there's I knew a few people in bands in Port Lincoln there. Is there a bit of a scene over there? What's the...
I suppose it's not massive. It's not too bad, though. I guess there's not like... heap of venues and different things, but we've been lucky. We've got a heap of venues that have been able to give us support and give us like gigs over the past couple of years. Has been really good. So yeah.
Oh, sweet,
fantastic, mate. Well, congratulations, Irregular Frequency, coming in there at number 74 on the top 101 for last year. What track should we hear off there, buddy?
Let's go to Radio Fever.
Radio Fever.
That's probably all of our favourites off of that one.
Nice one. All right. Radio Fever it is. Cooper, thanks so much for having a chat this morning.
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of your day over there.
And congratulations on reaching number 74 on the 3D Radio Woo-hoo! Top 101.
Thank you.
Here it is, Radio Fever. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.